consulting is a $30 million career opportunity. So don't miss out on your chance of getting in there. Most of you are great and amazing. You just lack the tools and the tactics how to make your light shine bright enough to be hired. I am one of the few people in this world who got hired twice by McKinsey, so I really know how to present myself. Come join this podcast. I'm going to share with you what I've learned in 10 years at McKinsey and 10 years as a CEO and entrepreneur. All my life experience and my learnings go in here. And once you've listened enough, join our Facebook group, where actually a very cool bunch of people are putting the learnings into practice as they make their way towards their offer from a top global consulting firm. Let me not forget, join the Facebook group. It's the same name as this podcast. You'll easily find it. And for those who are listening to this and are already in the group, post videos of yourself where you answer this question so that everybody can give feedback and we can have a great discussion. There is so much fear around the case interview that I have to go back and talk a little bit more about this. The case interview is not the case interview. I've talked about this a lot. It's the identity interview. It is an interview about who you are. What are the stories you are telling yourself about yourself? It's not an exam in case solving. And yes, of course, it's true. You need to perform at solving the case. But the case is easy. It is made to be easy. The hard part is you playing your role. The real question behind the interview is, are you ready to step up to greatness? Are you developed enough as a person that you can actually take on this job, which is so multifaceted? You have to deal with people. You have to deal with issues. You have to deal with people under pressure. You have to deliver on a tight timeline. You have to make decisions. You have to be precise in your analysis all the while. There is so many things that go into successful consulting. And this cannot be decided by, can you solve a case or not? You know, when I have people applying for jobs and I interview people, the worst thing is when these interviewees haven't yet learned how to use their own mind. Be simple, effective, have judgment. I'm not looking for, wow, this is Professor Michael Porter type of judgment, but just generally allowing themselves to have judgment, allowing yourself to shape things, allowing yourself to take charge of a situation. I'll do an example here. One of the key things when you answer the case interview is that you set the frame how you answer it, and then you fill your own logic. That way you can't go wrong. If the interviewer doesn't agree with your frame, you negotiate around the frame, and then you answer it, but you answer it in your frame. This is a great insight I've learned from one of the senior partners when he said, we're going into this board meeting and we want the agreement for the merger. So the first slide we're going to put in is for the boards to decide for a merger, 7 key factors have to be true. 7 key decision criteria have to be true. Then we named the decision criteria, and then we made a presentation where, ta-da, all the 7 criteria were fulfilled. We created our own frame. And if anybody would not have wanted to disagree, they would have disagreed with us in the beginning, and we would have said, okay, that's a very good question too. We'll answer this one as well. But has everybody agreed that this is how we're going to answer this question? And then it's easy to fill this. But this is the kind of, do you understand your role in life as one who is allowed to shape things? Do you allow yourself to make judgment calls? And I'm not kidding you. This thing about allowing ourselves to do things is huge. We are made up, our identity is made up out of rules. And there is many things we allow ourselves or disallow ourselves. Yeah? One of the things we disallow ourselves is jumping off a cliff. Yeah? Or even jumping off a high balcony. Yeah? But we have rules for all sorts of things. So we sometimes have weird rules. And the real question is, and what I'm looking for is that person somebody who allows himself to think, which is to say structure things, make judgment calls? Do you allow yourself to negotiate? Or are you somebody who freezes in the face of authority? So the whole interview is about, who are you? What are the rules you have? What are the stories you're telling yourself about yourself? So when you prepare for this and you are scared of it or you're nervous about it, the right thing is to start working on, what do I disallow myself to do? Yeah, typically, if you say, I'm not good at making judgment calls, the truth is, you're not allowing yourself to make judgment calls. You're good enough, typically, at judgment calls. You're just not allowing yourself. Just had a great coaching session yesterday with a client, and it was about leading other people. And we figured out that he had in the back of his mind, there's this family history where a super dominant person in the family would always make call the shots. And when anybody else makes a decision, she would just trample over that person. Nobody else was allowed to make any decisions. And this was so ingrained that he would not allow himself to make a judgment call on what behavior is okay and what isn't okay. In fact, he would lead people and he would just be boiling on the inside when people misbehave, and he wouldn't say anything because there is these rules. And then we broke down these rules. And today he reported back on amazing progress. So again, I repeat myself now. If you feel like you are not good at something, start to look at it differently. Start to phrase it in a way where you say, I do not allow myself to have business acumen. And that, I think, is weird. And why, who the hell is telling me this rule? It's typically a person in your youth. And then get rid of that rule and start to act differently. It will feel awkward. But try to stand that awkwardness. Try to be okay with that inattention. Yeah, it feels weird. when we act outside of our identity. But it gets better over time. Don't try to, you know, a thing that doesn't work is, oh, I will just learn so much business knowledge that I will then, when I'm perfect, then I will sure dare to make judgment calls. No, you already know enough. You're good enough. But you don't allow yourself to do these things. So before doing the next case study, case practice thingy, the next, I see all these people who've done the 51st case study. I mean, how many more case studies do you want to practice? Practice checking your mindset and what you are allowing yourself to do. And make this a balanced thing. I'm not saying that you shouldn't practice case studies at all, but to be real honest, I think back in the days, personally, I prepared like for an afternoon understanding what a case study is and what these guys want there. And then I went in and got a job. So it's not that hard. These case studies are easy. And when you practice case studies, do me a favor. The next 5 to 10 case studies you do, please read the answer beforehand, know all the answers, and then work on your acting skills. How are you going to suavely answer these questions? How are you going to answer these really structured, you know, boom, 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 matter of factly, this is how we do this. So that your mind learns what this should look like. And then you can rattle this off in the case interview. So it's an exam in who are you? What are the stories you're telling yourself about yourself? This is what the case interview is about. It's not an exam in business knowledge. Good. And now, be great, be amazing, because I know you are. You might just only need to allow yourself to be great and amazing.